I think I heard them say, take you home.
Okay. Now that would be with or without, on foot or on a, in a car or a buggy or something?
Well, I didn't use that here, but carry. Mm-hmm. I carry you home. But in the West, they said they used it. Carry you home. I heard my brother speak about it out in the West.
Now, if you get on a rope and you
pull it on,
and you get behind something stuck in the mud and you
push,
you know. You say, when I got to, after I brought that bag of meal back from the store, I couldn't get any closer to the barn, and so I took that bag of meal and I
carried.
Yeah. Now, if it's really heavy, what other word might be?
Haul it.
Or look. Now, would you ever? Are there any other words you might use besides hauled it or carried it to mean that it was really heavy?
I drug it, I guess.
Okay. How about toted it or packed it or hiked it?
Yeah. Well, I haven't heard that. I never knew the expression. I think I heard maybe toted.
Okay, but not packed it.
No.
All right. And if a child is running around the house getting into all kinds of things, you might say, don't. You'll burn yourself at the stove. Don't.
Yeah, don't touch the stove.
Okay. And if you wanted a knife from another room, you might call to someone and say, go.
You'll bring your knife.
All right. And in a game, in a children's game, when they hide their eyes and they, what do you call that game? The people go and hide.
Hoopy hide.
Okay.
Hoopy hide.
All right. Now, when they try to get back, the place they try to get back to is called the
home base.
Right. And if you're, you'd say, place, there's a stream, let's say, and someone's asking you where the fishing is good, you know. And you say, oh, they, a lot of fish up there,
they're batting.
Yeah, they
they're catching a lot.
You say, of course, I never
caught him.
But he has
caught.
Okay. And if someone's been, someone's rushing around the house and you're getting ready to go someplace with the person, and the person, might say to you, you know, say, now I'll be right with you, I'll be right with you. And you might say to the person, now just take your time, I'll wait.
I'll wait till you get ready or wait on you. Wait on you.
Okay. And if a child's been misbehaving, you know, and you're going to spank the child, and the child might plead with you and say, please, please, give me
time.
Or give me another
chance.
Yeah. Say the whole thing.
Give me another chance.
Sure. And if a person is a person tells a lot of jokes and so forth and laughs a lot, you say he's really got a good sense of
humor.
Say we had to get some poison out of here and out in the barn. We had some rats out there and other troublesome pests. See, I wanted to get some of that poison because I want to get
shed of those. Get rid of those rats.
Okay. Well, shed them.
Yeah, shed. I've heard you say that. Rid is better, I think.
Okay. And the person, somebody around, man didn't know everything, but he liked to give the impression that he knew everything. He'd say, oh, he knew, as if he knew it all.
He's a smart aleck.
All right. Now, would you say, a smart aleck, would you say he made out like he knew it all, or he acted like he knew it all, something like that?
Sometimes. He acted like he knew it all.